Thank you so much. In just a minute, Bill sings a favorite musical selection from the great Stephen Sondheim catalog in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, as you probably know, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post a few years ago, and since then he's been bringing his innovative, you know, high-tech style ideas to journalism. In fact, at a meeting, he proposed removing what from the Washington Post?
Oh, all landline phones?
No. I'll give you a hint.
Oh, wait, the masthead?
No.
The letter W.
He suggested...
Not my column!
Let me see if I can help you out. He would be for removing all of them, including sometimes Y.
Vowels?
Vowels.
What?
Vowels. Bezos, or as the Washington Post might call him if he got his way, Jif Bzz. They were shooting the breeze, coming up with ideas, and he said, how about if a reader doesn't like an article, you can pay to remove the vowels, and then another reader who wants to read it can pay to have the vowels put back in. Because what journalism needs right now in its time of trial is a way to be more expensive and annoying.
Oh.
That sounds like a guy who really got screwed in a high-stakes Scrabble game.
He really did.
Wow.
I hate those vowels.
He looked at his rack and he was like, that's it.
That's it.
Vowels!
Well, you know, this guy's an innovator. He invented a whole business, changed the world. He comes from a world where the rule is there are no bad ideas.
God. You're really the boss when you can throw out that suggestion.
So, seriously.
You know you're in charge when you sit there and say, all right, listen. We're going to drop vowels from this newspaper.
There will be no more vowels!
And everyone just sits there and says, okay.
Alonzo, the State Department is concerned with your safety and the safety of all people as they travel overseas. So this week, the State Department sent out a tweet reminding people, well, you're just as what when you're abroad as when you're at home. No matter what people over there might tell you.
You're just as American?
No.
Close.
You know this one, Amy?
Yeah, I do.
Well.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and lose this point. We'll
all
be
right.
Here for a while.
Amy?
You're just as ugly and dumb, right?
Yes, exactly. You're just as ugly overseas
well,
as
I
you are.
Well, I said American.
That's
yeah,
correct.
I think I get the point.
Well,
I think I get the point on that one.
I would argue that, yeah.
State Department put it this way in a tweet from the official State Department account. Not a 10 in the U.S., then not a 10 overseas. Beware of being lured into buying expensive drinks or worse, being robbed, unquote. Now, they wanted to warn people against being scammed by people hitting on them in bars and clubs, but did they have to be so brutal about it? Maybe that gorgeous woman at that club in Ibiza wants you to go out to the alley with her because she likes your personality.
They have different standards of beauty abroad.
They do.
And they fall in love very quickly sometimes.
They do.
Impulsively. And,
yes.
And then they like to hit and rob the people they fall in love
yes.
with.
So the message is
as a
here,
sign of affection.
Americans in Europe.
That's what I was told. Alexandra, if you're listening, I still believe in you. I still believe, and I'm going to cut back for you, and I'm going to bring more money. I promise.
And this is probably good advice, let's face it, but it's the official State Department Twitter feed. In essence, John Kerry is telling you, don't forget you're ugly. Thanks for the dating tips, Seabiscuit. Here's a carrot.
Wow.